Good morning. I've been doing a lot of thinking lately, and I don't know if that's good or bad, but God given us a wonderful brain that we can think and we can analyze and we do some things in the essence of hope. Now, sometimes when I used to buy and sell a stock, I buy a stock and hoping it would go up, but then as it started to go down, I started having hope on hope. Hope that it would go up and hope that it would quit going down. But that's hope against hope, isn't it? Well, that's what the world does as we look at the word hope. I'll be thinking about this because a prisoner on death row, a pardon offers hope for freedom. That's a good thing. But for the spiritual prisoner on death row, because of the consequences of sin, God offers ultimate hope by forgiving our sins so that we can be with Him in heaven forever. So when life seems impossible, and for us and our family, right now with Judy's illness, life seems impossible. But you know, God brings eternal hope. So we hope in hope, not hope against hope. We hope in the positive sense. Because hope is an essential being to our perseverance and getting through these tough times. So without hope, we give up. Hope requires one thing, though, a trust in the one who brings real hope in our life. Martin Luther wrote a song that's in our hymnal. In fact, it's 110 in our United Methodist hymnal. And it's entitled, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. So that's one thing that we can hang on to because, you know, a fortress is something that people go to protect themselves against the outer world, like the Jewish people in the early days that went up on Masada and they built a fortress up there on Masada to keep the Romans from coming up there and getting us. So these trying times for Judy and I and for our family is with her now as she witnessed in church on Sunday, her illness of a large B-cell lymphoma, which is cancer. Now, how it got there, we don't know. We asked the doctor, and he says, "Well, sometimes it's just bad luck." You know, in our bodies, we don't really know what's going on sometimes, but thank God for modern medicine that they can do things and CAT scans and all kind of scans, and they can tell us a little bit what's going on inside our bodies. And we're grateful to have a great medical center here in Tallahassee with TMH, which they also now have a cancer treatment center, which you don't have to travel miles and all that to get treatment. They had recruited a doctor from Duke University by the name of Dr. Morris, and he has come on board. And fortunately, Judy has him for her doctor through this. And sometimes when things look a little bleak, and you sit and talk with the doctor, and he presents some things that can help with the treatment of her illness, and then our hope comes alive. But you know, the hope that we have in Christ is something totally different. Because if I many times do the Apostle Paul and analyze what he said in Romans 7, that if we only had this life to look forward to, you know, the mundane things, if that's all you ever had to look for in this life, we would be a sorry bunch of puppies. But then he goes on to say, but praise be to God because of the death, the burial, the resurrection, and his promise coming again soon, we have hope. What kind of hope, preacher? We have hope in this life that she'll be cured, and we have hope in the eternal life, because either way we win. But we got to keep on keeping on and keep Judy in prayer as she deals with this issue. But I'm always thinking, I'm wondering what people think. You know, as a pastor and trying to present the gospel in a way that gives people hope, sometimes we fail at it because we don't communicate it properly. So what is our fortress of hope? Our fortress of hope is in God Almighty through His Son, Jesus Christ. But as I was thinking, hope is not what people really think. What do you mean by that, preacher? Well, we hope the weather will be good when we go on vacation or whatever. We hope that our team will win the national championship. We hope that we get what we want for Christmas or birthdays or all kinds of stuff. The doctor hopes that surgery will get all of that cancer. You see, these statements show that a valid concern of someone's heart. And now, this kind of hope isn't wrong. Don't get me wrong. It is not wrong. It lacks the sense of certainty, though. Hope is reduced to the level of dreams that can be like soap and bubbles that look beautiful to the eye but disappear with the slightest touch. Boop! You see, that kind of hope is something that we all want to happen. But we have no way of knowing that ultimately it will. So we keep our fingers crossed. I think that's one of the things that we got up with kids. You know, we want to hope for something. We cross our fingers that everything will go our way. But as we look at reality, that often life doesn't turn out the way we had hoped for, or hope it would. You know, hope is a fragile commodity. When life's disappointing, our optimism is replaced by feelings and discouragement and hopelessness. But long before we run the risk of becoming cynics who believe that there is nothing which we can confidently hope for. So what is hope, anyhow? Well, the landscape of life when Jesus entered the world, the prevailing mood of Israel was anything but hope. That once proud nation was now subjected to the pagan nation of Rome. The common person living under the burden of the requirements of the religious establishment. Centuries before, they had been promised a deliverer who would restore Israel to its former glory. But it never happened. So in this sense of cynical hopelessness, true hope was born. Ah! His name was Jesus. But see, the tragedy of that first Christmas was that very few people realized the hope that had been introduced into the world. The hope for forgiveness of sin, hope for a bright future forever, hope for God's presence and power in daily living, and hope that enables us to forget the past and set our sights on stuff that doesn't disappoint. A hope that, because of Jesus, is certainty, and it's just not another wish that dashed from the rocks of reality. I love the person who is honest, who wrote, "Why am I discouraged? Why my heart so sad? We've all been there. Because of Jesus, we need to stop." We read, "I will put my hope in God, and I will praise Him again, my Savior and my God." You can find that writing in Psalm 42, verses 5 and 6. So, Jesus came to give us something better than disappointments on this life. And when by faith you embrace Him and have Him come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior, and you hang on to all He promised, that you can have a hope that is longer than fingers crossed, a wish that harbors in your heart, but rather a confident and a courageous optimism that is rooted in the certainty of His world. That's why that even though Judy's been diagnosed with cancer, we hang on to that blessed hope that we have in Christ. And it's not just a hope, but it's a strong faith. The hope that the Apostle Paul was describing in the book of Romans is very similar to what Judy and I hang on to. But we pray for the outcome that we want naturally. We hope and pray that outcome is in God's will, because if we pray in God's will, it'll be done. So we know that there is nothing better than a faith relationship with Christ because of His promise that we will have a permanent resident in heaven with Him. You know what He said in John? When He told the disciples that He had to go, and they said, "Where are you going, Lord?" He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, because in my Father's house there are many mansions, and I will go and prepare one for you. In Romans, the little prayer, verse 13, says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. And then you will overflow with confidence, hope, through the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, that word confidence is really interesting. I have my name plaque on my desk in the church office. And on you're sitting on the side of the desk on in front of me, you see my name on the placard there. But if you're sitting on the side where I sit, it just says confidence. And I look at that every time I go to the office. What is confidence? Confidence and hope are synonymous. They give us the true joy of peace. So pray for Judy and I. We always ask for prayer. Pray for our church. Pray for our leaders in this country. And pray for the many things that everybody has a need for. Because joyful expectation isn't without foundation. Hope's foundation is not a theory or a philosophy. Hear this, church, it is a person. Well, we come together and we ask, are there any joys? Excuse me while I get a little drink of water. Any joys or concerns that you might have this morning? We have so many that's on our prayer list at church and in the bulletin. We were talking last week that we kind of need to update a little bit because there's some prayers that have been answered. There's things on there that other people we've lost contact with for one reason or another, but we always want to keep prayers in the forefront of everything that we do. So if you have a prayer, let Phil and I know. Send us a text or an email. But we always rejoice in knowing that somebody is praying for us. And we're so grateful for that. Well, I'm getting a little, what do you want to call it? I'm just rambling on here a little bit. But the most important thing, that God is our fortress of love. And that's what we need to hang on to. Amen. So with that, I'd like to close with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray that you can come to church on Sunday morning. My message is a fortress of hope, but you can also get a little flavor for it here on the online service for my youth message because they're pretty much synonymous, a little different because I do a little different way with the youth message. But the important thing is knowing that Christ is our fortress. Amen. Hope and pray you're having a wonderful day.